Guys, there is a climate emergency. Media outlets around the world are starting to use that word. They're also starting to use the word crisis because something needs to be done. And this morning here in the studio, I've got a few guests, guys. I've got four, actually. I've got three here in my face, which is awesome because it's always nice to look at the guests. And then I've got one on the line. I'm just going to get everyone to actually introduce themselves. Just first names, ages, and where they're from. So I'm going to start with you, Ambrose, on the phone.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I'm Ambrose Hayes. I'm a 14-year-old student in Year 9 who goes to a school in the middle of Sydney. I'm part of the school track national team, and I'm helping to organise this September 20 climate strike.
Okay, awesome. And I'm going to start down here.
So I'm Tuba. I'm at UTS. I'm part of a group called Spreading the Climate Strike, and we're really working hard with staff and students at university to walk off the job that day and be part of the big action.
Hi, my name's Manjot. I'm 18 years old, and I was one of the school strikers last year, and now I'm at uni and continuing climate activism.
And Ian, I think we know each other.
I'm Dr. Ian McGregor from UTS Business School, and I've been campaigning and an activist on climate change issues for more than 30 years.
Guys, Ambrose, how about you jump in first, seeing as you can't see all of us. What are you doing tomorrow?
As in with the what I'm doing personally or what everyone's doing?
What you're doing personally. Why are you heading to the strike?
I'm heading to the strike because it's my future, and I want to fight for my future and for all the future generations. So that we have something that is worth living, because at the moment the outlook doesn't seem too great. And so tomorrow there's going to be tens of thousands of people who will be rallying at the Domain in the middle of Sydney and all across Australia and all across the world, and we're going to be fighting for what we believe in.
Tuba, why are you going tomorrow?
I'm going tomorrow because I know that taking strike action is effective, and that's something that's an industrial level action that we really need to take and flex that muscle if we want to build up our power to even to fight climate change and actually face the climate crisis we do find ourselves in. But if we want our penalty rates, or if we want justice for Aboriginal people, and to really make the point that we want land rights, not mining rights.
Manjot, what are you guys doing at home to address climate?
I've been taking a lot of steps in my own personal sustainability, but I still think the real issue that is a systematic change. And I think everyone needs to make those lifestyle changes, but that alone is never going to be enough. So no matter what I personally do at home, everyone needs to be out there on the streets. Everyone needs to be in their communities, talking to people, talking about climate change. And at the end of the day, everyone needs to be in Parliament, and our leaders need to be in Parliament, legislating policy that's going to get us out of this crisis.
Okay, I'm going to come back at you on that, because you said it doesn't matter what people are doing in their homes. Because if everyone stopped buying plastic in their homes, what kind of impact would that have? Ian?
Well, people can take local action, think locally, act globally, but it is a systemic problem. I have read, and I know the person who wrote No Impact, and he tried living in New York, causing no impact, and it was a really difficult thing to do. So we do need huge systemic change. We could have zero emission energy by 2030 if the government got behind it. And we could also provide climate finance to developing countries so they can move to a zero emission energy path. In other words, they don't build any coal-fired power stations. They move directly to wind, solar, depending on where they are in the world located.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, Tuba, what if you could wave a magic wand and have any system or policy put in place? What do you think is the most important one we need to address first, other than obviously the coal-fired power?
So something that's a really key demand that we've been putting forward as Spreading the Climate Strike is this idea of just transitions to 100% publicly owned renewables. This is a particular policy that actually takes into account that we want fossil fuel workers to be transitioning from their job, safe, secure jobs, because currently the future of renewable energy is dire. To be honest, we've seen that solar panels, the way they're being manufactured is by using exploitative migrant labour. That's not a just future forward. That's not a step in a green, nice direction. What we want is our good, safe, unionised jobs. Jobs on country. We need that to be government funded. We don't need that to be done by the private sector at all, and for that to be energy companies competing on a market trying to squeeze everyday homeowners for every cent. We need that. We need just fair. We need a just transitions, and we need that to be 100% publicly owned.
Great. Now, Ambrose, you're our youngest member on the panel this morning. What do your parents say about all this?
My parents are quite supportive. Obviously, they would also want me to be in school, which is quite understandable. School is still very important, but this is also an extremely important issue. And my mum, especially, is quite supportive, and she come to the strike tomorrow. And for the last strike, she also did first aid as well.
Great. Okay, so it's a family affair for you guys.
Yeah.
So, fast forward to tomorrow afternoon. What's the ideal outcome, Manager?
Tomorrow afternoon, the ideal outcome is that the general public will be aware, engaged with this issue, and then next week on Monday, we will see the government go into Parliament and legislate, follow the research that's been given to us, that's given us these pathways to renewable energy, that's given us pathways to sustainable agriculture, and listen to those researchers and experts and implement their ideas.
Awesome. I love it. Guys, I think the future is in good hands with the people we have in the studio here today. If you haven't already, check out the climate strike tomorrow in the Domain. Get down there if you can. Although, Ian, we had a great clause last week saying if you work in emergency services, maybe don't come down. Stay at your job.
Well, the other issue is don't just walk off the job, because you could get dismissed for that under Australian industrial relations law. So talk to your employer today, phone up your employer, take leave. I don't recommend checking your sickie, because you could also possibly get...
Your face might be up on Facebook with a big rainbow over it, painted championing the environment.
It's a high-risk strategy to take a sickie. I was talking to the president of the National Tertiary Education Union this morning, and she gives the same advice. Negotiate with your employer how you can take that time off to join the strike. And I recognise we do want ambulance workers and other people on standby, because we had students fainting at the last strike because it was pretty warm. So we do want emergency services to continue, but they should go to the School Strike for Climate website, which is School Strike 4 Climate, and join in, show their support for the students who are going to be out in the Domain tomorrow, hopefully in their tens of thousands, supported by tens of thousands of workers.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us. Thanks.